Eagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And we're back, and we're trying to track down John W. Spring. Hopefully everything is good. Again, there's lots of oppositional powers and dark sides want to make sure we don't have these discussions. About a month ago, I prophesied to the day when we'd actually get a response to John W. Spring's letters to POTUS, or President Trump, and we did, right on the actual day, the 12th of September, full-page letter. We read that letter off paragraph by paragraph and did an extensive analysis and also recommendations for President Trump. In that video, I put it up on his Facebook page, but I've, of course, been suspended from Twitter because many other people are suspended for about 5-6 weeks now. So I couldn't post it up on his Twitter page, but we do want to have these discussions, and we're hoping that we can get a letter directly to Trump so we can get a secure line so we can collectively become a Samuel Council of Wisdom to Donald Trump. Right now, the fact that he fired Mr. Bolton, and he's considering about another person who might be a CFR globalist in there, people like Mike Pompeo, etc., maybe a little less confrontational, but still with bad advice. We want to make sure that Donald Trump gets the good options and good information, because I believe he's potentially the best president. He may be very important for not only the salvation of America. Ah, we have John W. Spring. So, John, welcome back to the program. I want you to...
Thank you.
I don't know if you had a chance yet to scan the letter that you got from President Trump and send it to me so we could actually put it up on the screen. Were you able to do that yet?
No, I was not able to. I've had several issues to deal with today.
Yeah, hopefully we can next year or so we can get that up and get it posted. What I'd like you to do, you have the letter in front of you. We read it and did an hour, 21-minute discussion over the weekend. We actually had quite a number of hits of people watching and listening to it. We did a pretty, you know, I believe it was a stream of consciousness, and literally, I believe, as I listened to it the next day, literally God spoke through me to tell people what God's analysis of that is. And I want to do kind of a little summary of that today. So read each paragraph, and then we're going to go through and do kind of a mini version of that hour, 20-minute discussion. What people need to understand, we need to pray strongly that Trump gets the right advice. Number one, so he gets reelected. Number two, so he maintains a godly country, because the demon rats, the Democrats, are ungodly. What they plan to do to this country with social communism, godless abortion right up to the moment and after delivery by people like Beto O'Rourke and all the other candidates, the open borders attitude, the attitude of not fixing the underlying cause of the people scurrying away from Central America and Mexico and so on across our border, the globalists who want to literally meld America with Russia and China, the communist empires and the tech companies, people need to understand that the mask is off the dark side. The mask is off the evil that's running our world through the bankers and billionaires, people like Bill Gates. And I just saw a conference called Gen 6, which I'm going to order the DVD of it. It actually was pretty good. But it didn't go far enough. We go further here in our show, and I'm going to hopefully have Steve Quayle, who I've had on the program in the past, and many others in their network, including Mr. Gilbert, who's a pastor, and others in the program that have been on the show before, including L.A. Marzulli, who's done a lot of research on the unusual shaped skulls and so on of the ancients. What people need to start understanding here is we're dealing with a level of evil and intelligence that far transcends the average intelligence of humans, and that the evil is exodimensional and exoplanetary. It's extra-dimensional and exoplanetary. And that the has infiltrated our highest levels of our secret orders in our society and our political and banking structure, that we are not prepared for virtually anything, whether it's a power outage from a coronal mass ejection or a hack into our power grid. We're not prepared to protect our military bases with missile defense systems. They just, a month ago, Boeing canceled a several hundred billion dollar contract and failed after multiple decades of building a new layer of missile defense. I'd like you to read through the letter, because we're going to do a little brief kind of scoped analysis of each paragraph and try to provide some intel as to what Donald Trump should do if he gets proper advice. Now, we're not dictating to him, but we want him to have better options. Right now, the people around him are giving him bad options. They're ungodly, uninformed, and unfortunately, I think mostly that Donald Trump is not lying to us. I think he's just ignorant of the options available to him, including the intel information in various of these special agencies are on a need-to-know basis, so he's not aware of it. Just like weather modification technology to stop superstorms like the Umberto that's forming, and another one right behind it. So people need to be understandable that Donald Trump is in a very, very difficult place. And, of course, now they're trying to attack his appointee to the Supreme Court, Kavanaugh, because they don't want to get rid of Roe versus Wade. It's an astral, demonic sacrifice to the incubi and succubi, the senior warrior demons under Lucifer. And people don't understand that this level of evil, if you wanted to stop pregnancy, put a valve in. There was a doctor that I'm aware of in San Antonio, Texas, developed a valve system years ago before Health One Colombo took over his hospital, a gynecologist back in, 30 years ago. The problem is they want abortion. It's an astral demonic sacrifice. People don't get that, do they? And I'd like you to read through the letter, and we'll go through each paragraph with your comments and my comments so people can get a perspective of where Trump is, where Trump should go, and why we need to pray and actually write and contact him to say, you need to have John W. Spring and Dr. Deagle on a secure line and your audio or video connection, or literally having John W. Spring flown to the White House and mano a mano sit down and talk with him face-to-face, the whistleblower for the first Cuban Missile Crisis, the Grenada crisis in 1983, and of course, conjointly, we worked together, and God has literally blessed us with your genius of analyzing the data of the La Orchila Island and the Punta Huerte Nicaraguan nuclear crisis. These are all Russian nukes, including the ones in Iran and North Korea, are all Rosatom Russian nukes. They're not homegrown. They're literally translated from Russia, and if we don't get this, America will die in a thermonuclear blast. Now, I just had a chance to talk to Dr. Dan Hansen, who is a Christian MD, alternative doctor down in just north of San Diego, in Solana Beach. And he made this comment when I was talking to him, because I was giving him a bit of my testimony. He said, basically I was pronounced dead at birth, and 8 and a half I went to heaven. And people say, oh, you can't talk like that, Dr. Deagle. I said, look, it's a real fact. I mean, just like I resuscitated probably 6,000, 7,000 people, you're going to come across supernatural events. But he said, they tried to, the dark side tries to extinguish those who are called prophetically, even at the moment of birth or very shortly thereafter, because the dark side doesn't want you to be able to speak. He even sent 27 and a half years ago the Pindar to try to recruit me to be his understudy. So I want people to understand the very fact that we are able to collaborate on the radio show and videos and networks and so on to get this truth out. And we're trying to speak into the presidency of the most powerful man in modern history about President Trump. And he got a response on the very day that I told the audience that we would receive a response on the 12th. Means that God is with us. Now, I'm hoping the next step is enough people will pray and contact that we'll actually be able to have a secure line video connect, or, either he or I will fly you directly to Washington, D.C. so you can talk to Bush, to Trump. If we don't get through to Trump and actually get him to actually cross-corroborate with his own intel agencies the facts of this, America's in dire straits. And the whole world's in dire straits if America goes down the toilet. Because we're holding back the firestorm of evil on the world, aren't we?
Yes, we are, Dr. Deagle. In fact, even back in the early 1960s, the intelligence communities were of no help whatsoever. And that's why
right.
President John F. Kennedy guarded my analytic reports with so much of value, because he knew that his intel community in Washington was not providing him with any
right.
information about the deployment of nuclear missiles to Cuba.
Right, exactly.
And of course, the dilemma is on today. Now, I better start reading this letter.
Yeah, let's start reading it and go through it systematically, because we
okay.
have a bit to go through here. Go ahead.
The White House, Washington, September 6, 2019. Mr. John W. Spring, Anaheim, California. Dear Mr. Spring, thank you for taking the time to express your views regarding foreign policy and our national security. My administration is devoted to protecting the American homeland and the American people, promoting American prosperity, preserving peace through strength, and advancing American influence. My National Security Strategy, NSS, describes how my administration will protect and advance these four core national interests. It is based on a clear-eyed assessment of our interests and a determination to tackle the challenges we face, and acknowledges that there are military, economic, and political competitions in which we must engage to protect American interests and values.
Right.
My administration has the confidence to compete. End of first large paragraph.
Right. Okay, now, basically what he's saying is, I'm competent, I have the right intentions, and I'm going to try to protect America. As we read the next paragraph and beyond, we're going to start seeing that there's chinks in his knowledge base, and the options that have been given to him by his advisors, it indicates he is not lying, he is misinformed. Please continue. Yep.
Exactly. Second paragraph. We are committed to protecting the homeland, the American people, and the American way of life.
Right.
The government has a fundamental responsibility to keep Americans safe and to strengthen our sovereignty. A central principle of my national security policy is asserting control over our nation's borders. My
right.
administration will enhance border security and vetting and improve transportation security. The United States has a sovereign right to determine who enters our country and under what circumstances. A priority action in the NSS is securing our southern border through the construction of a border wall. In addition to protect Americans from threats emanating from outside our borders, we will deploy a layered missile defense system to defend our homeland against missile attacks from states such as North Korea and Iran. Okay, I think this is where you really want to take off, Dr.
Yeah, I wanted to go in. This shows very vast areas of misknowledge. Remember earlier in the spring how there was a test in Israel, sent a missile toward Hawaii. And a lot of people in the media even tried to say that the people in Hawaii were incompetent, and they had people hiding in you know, bomb shelters or in storm drains and other places because they thought a missile was coming in from North Korea. What we have to understand is the tests, or the theater defense system, has been operational since about 1982. I took care of Missile Defense Command people and classified ahead above top secret clearance. So I got the chance to interact with these guys for years. And in fact, some of the people that I were interacting with were even up to 6 years after I started working at CECOM, long after I'd left the agency. And the theater air defense was operational when we went to the Gulf War I, and we didn't have the Patriot system, so we actually had to back build it. So the reason why Gore George Bush Sr. waited from August until February to actually enter the battle is he was going to move the Patriot system to Iraq, when in fact the Patriot system was a failed system. We gave the Patriot system to Israel some years ago, and finally, this last year, Trump gave the theater air defense to Israel and to Japan. But that itself is still leaky because it doesn't stop. If you have, say, 10 missiles coming, and I made this analogy to the Director of Space Command, Military Defense Missile Command, back in 1995, when are you going to have this leaky system fully operational? And he said, well, 2045 and 76 to 79 trillion with a T dollars. So we have to understand whatever system they have. In fact, Boeing decided that they were going to cancel their $200+ billion contract for missile defense because none of their ideas work. Now, they had a thing called Brilliant Pebbles they put up back in their discussions, and I actually talked to a four-star general who was between Gorbachev and Ronnie Reagan back in many years ago, back I think it was in the early 80s. And during that discussion, Ronald Reagan talked about the idea of Star Wars, which was the first time that apparently Gorbachev heard this term. People have to understand the Russians freaked
actually
out.
Actually, was the Strategic Defense Initiative.
Yeah, the SDI, but they call it Star Wars or SDI. And what happened is when Gorbachev heard this, and you remember now, Ronald Reagan was being pushed by Lyndon LaRouche to actually, if he did develop a missile defense system, to even share it with Russia as a part of a non-proliferation agreement. In other words, don't proliferate nuclear weapons, we'll provide you missile defense, and we'll have it too. So nobody will die of a nuclear war. The problem is the exact opposite's happened now. We have Russia proliferating nuclear weapons, breaking the INF Treaty. We have put the Aegis system in Eastern Europe since the treaty was broken and Trump pulled out of it. And it's aggravated the Russians because they're afraid these can be used actually to attack them. But in fact, the Russians are violated over and over and over again. So we're dealing with a very tenuous situation that Trump doesn't fully understand, obviously, and he did not mention La Orchilla Island or Nicaragua.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. we have a situation now where, well, Donald Trump is not addressing the issue of La Orchilla Island and of Nicaragua. He's talking about a multi-layered defense, which we know doesn't work. He's, and by the way, we didn't mention on the break when we were away, I agree that Kavanaugh's main thing is that they're concerned about him stopping Roe versus Wade, but Kavanaugh was there in the White House and part of the cover-up of 9/11, just the same as Mueller. Mueller was part of the cover-up. And you have to understand, even people that, it's not just black and white. Some of these people have some issues they'll cover and take a certain attitude toward. The reason why these sexual allegations have come out in this book and the New York Times is primarily over just Roe versus Wade. But the other issues are that Kavanaugh, I'm sure, knows better about 9/11 than he's talking about. And so does Trump. Trump raised the issues 18 years ago, even before he ran into politics. So I'm very concerned that Trump is trying to slay your concerns when he doesn't understand our level of knowledge and expertise. That's why we need to have a secure connection, because I want him to cross-check to see if he actually got a Director of Space Command. And could have a secure connection and ask questions. What Trump would find out is that we don't have missile defense, and we're playing chicken with the Russians right now. Your comments.
Well, it's a very serious situation, Dr. Deagle, because keep in mind, during the entire Cuban Missile Crisis, the Soviets or the Russians had not one intermediate-range ballistic missile that was operational yet with a thermonuclear warhead.
Right.
Now, if my reports had not been confirmed when they were, in all probability, they would be ready for firing, and if we still did not know about it, they would have struck the United States, and that would have been the end of the United States back in the early 1960s.
Right.
Probably 1963. Early,
right.
1963. But, Dr. Deagle, what we have now is a far more serious problem, because not only have they the Russians completed the two-mile-long runways on La Orchilla Island and at Punta Huete in Nicaragua, they are now able, in a relatively short period of time, able to accommodate the Antonov An-21 Ruslan military air transport, which can carry many intermediate-range ballistic missiles armed with thermonuclear warheads, and from
right.
either the island of La Orchilla or Punta Huete in Nicaragua, these can be fired and strike any region of the continental United States with great accuracy.
Right.
And it just barely takes a moment in time, because as soon as those air transports land at those locations, they will be unloaded in a matter of minutes, and they'll be ready to be launched and fired at designated targets.
Right.
And the Russians were never at that stage of readiness during the entire Cuban Missile Crisis.
Right.
So basically, we have a ready missile crisis on our hands, and yet apparently the entire intelligence community in Washington cannot analyze this, because I don't think they have the gray matter. I honestly believe, in retrospect, with all humility, that only about one person in more than a million would have the analytic skills and gift that I have and what you have, Dr. Deagle.
Yeah, our combination of both natural and supernatural intervention. Remember,
yes.
There's three sources here. Firstly, we have the, I call the internet and the public domain, and books and so on, which you're an expert on. We have the classified sources, which I have access to, and then we have supernatural. And God showed me supernaturally these things. Even Charlotte Iserby, that would often on the Rents Network, gave you credit, but didn't talk about giving God credit for giving me a vision of these things beforehand. See, I want to give God the credit. I want people to understand that what's going on here is very dangerous. And God's warning us. In fact, the vision that I had before I was sent back from heaven, that's 8 and a half, almost 60 years ago, was of the thermonuclear destruction of the United States primarily, but also nuclear war affecting the whole world. That's where we're heading. Unless there's a stay back from judgment, America's going to get nuked. And it can be a level as simple as a EMP effect of our higher atmosphere and knocking out our power grid. It can be attack on our military bases or population centers. But Russia's been playing chicken with us, and accidents can happen. Misdeeds can happen. Someone that's in one of his missile silo centers can fire off the missiles because he thinks America's doing a preemptive attack. Right now, for example, we're in danger of counterattacking Iran. If some of these generals or people who get in touch do something remiss, it won't be just Iran responding to us, it'll be Russia. Russia is deeply embedded now in the Middle East, in Syria, in Iraq, and even have their own not only air base, but also missile silo bases because they're backing the Iranians and Hezbollah. People don't know this. These are not Iranian missiles. They're Russian missiles that are retooled by the Iranians. And it's the interesting thing about Iran. Now, Waziristan makes nukes in Pakistan, but the only nation, Muslim nation, has its own autonomous military defense system, including drones, is guess what? Iran. Iran's no slouches. This population is around 12 times the size of Iraq, a giant area, very ancient empire, very smart people, the Caucasians. And they have their own jet propulsion factories. They have their own rocket factories. They have their own nuclear reactor factories. Do not underestimate the Iranians. And the problem is that back in the 70s, before we interfered and put in the Shah of Iran, when we took out Mossadegh, and then later took the Shah out and put the Ayatollah Khomeini in, that was us and the British. We did it. That we are in dire straits right now because the mullahs can't back down, even though their pension funds are collapsing. So I don't think Trump fully gets it. He doesn't understand the war drums behind him, including Mike Pompeo and others that might be replacing Bolton. Bolton was very confrontational, which is why he kind of ticked off Trump, because he'd confront him right in committee meetings. Now, I would say 75% of the time I would disagree with Bolton. 25% of the time I would say I'd like to listen to what he has to say. The problem is, he says himself he's not a PNAC or a Project New Extension person, but he actually did a lot of things that are in agreement with them. The problem is the people that may replace Bolton may actually be in some ways worse but more sneaky. What I'm worried about is that Trump is not realizing he needs help from his public, that's us, and people like me who have had security clearance and knowledge of these things and actually sent him 2.5 years ago and now again 6 months ago a whistle defense system, which if they institute the Gerald Bull supercannon laser net interferometry system, we will have full missile defense systems that can actually stop anything coming in, including hypersonic cruise missiles, and it can be operational really quickly. The same thing for the wall. Besides building a wall, you should put a drone wall up. He could put a drone wall up in a month, which is, you know, tethered dirigible balloons, drones, etc., and he could stop this incursion dramatically immediately. We also should be sending troops to the southern Mexican border. They only have 6,000 agents. These are young people that were trained to be early agents down there. They can't stop the massive surge. These people are escaping horrendous life in Mexico and Central America. I have friends where the entire towns in Mexico and Central America are run by the narco state, and the narco state is collaborating with our SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA. I don't believe, and I don't see any evidence, that Donald Trump fully understands this. Your comments. Go ahead.
Well, you're right. In all probability, he does not. He's not fully aware of it, and therefore he cannot understand the diabolical situation.
Right, and he doesn't understand. There is a simple solution to it, though. The first thing I would do with, say, Maduro, is I blockade the oil coming from Venezuela to Cuba and have him pull out their troops and say, look, give him a phone call, say you got 48 hours to get your troops out of there, including Maduro's private guard, and we're going to blockade the oil. Tell the Cuban leaders, this is the way it is. Now, there's nothing they can do to stop us from blockading. Same thing, we need to blockade all the oil from Iran, because it's Houthi rebels blowing up these areas. And we also, obviously, how can they be so incompetent they didn't stop drones and so on attacking this oil facility in Saudi Arabia? Well, Saudi Arabia has a number of elements inside it that want to drag us into a big war, a straight-up, what we call, ugly war, We can have a defensive war where basically we attack them financially and we have defense against their weapon systems. We don't have to engage. Engagement is what killed a lot of our people in the Iraq wars and spent, what, $10 or $20 trillion? I mean, that's where we're in debt to our eyeballs, is because we went into the Gulf Wars after 18 years ago, after 9/11.
Yes.
9/11 was an inside job. It was not done by Muslims. That's why we see the doubling down of Omar saying, you know, well, somebody did something and they put it on a T-shirt of a surviving son of a 9/11 person. It was not, and I'm going to repeat this for people's understanding, Saudi Arabia. Now even Trump is coming up with a comment that he has a contact of a person who is collaborating with the Saudi Arabians that did 9/11. No. Most of those people, in fact, their IDs were stolen. Half of the people in the list that they say were pilots were still flying jets from Saudi Arabia and Morocco and elsewhere in the Middle East years after 9/11. So let's get a little life here, Trump. Don't lie to us, or don't try to pretend you're going to put out the thing that, yeah, we're going to let some sue now Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia and the state of It's a Real Hell, Israel, is completely run, not just by their own autonomous governments, by the SAD, the Special Activity Division of the CIA. They're not run autonomously on their own, neither is the state of Israel. People don't get that, do they?
No, they don't. By the way, I think you mentioned this earlier, but I want to make sure that our listening audience understands that there is a carryover from the Cold War that lasted up until the early 1990s, in which Soviet agents like a KGB officer Yevgeny Primakov were able to recruit and arrange for training of many Middle Easterners in China, Cuba, Eastern Europe, and of course the various states of the former Soviet Union, as well, of course, as Russia. And the legacy still carries over even today. So it's very possible that some of the provocateurs and terrorist agents who are carrying out these acts are actually doing so under the direct orders from President Putin at the Kremlin in Moscow. And they're hoping that Trump will fall into these traps, because when you get involved in another situation in the Middle East, you become more vulnerable over here. And Putin wants these distractions so that he can still have his opportunity to use the Russian Air Force base on La Orchia Island and the other 2-mile landing field in Punta Fuerte.
Right.
So we have a very serious situation, and as of right now, not only is the intelligence community in Washington completely unaware of this crisis, but unfortunately, they apparently have no intelligence analysts who could draw the conclusions that you and I have reached more than 6 months ago. So it's a very serious situation. It was back, of course, in 1962, when, of course, the same people in the intelligence community were incompetent. They're even more incompetent now. And unfortunately, there is a good chance that we could lose everything that we could think about related to America, including ourselves, in a very short period of time. But unfortunately, people are not willing to do anything.
I think the problem is this. A lot of the people that listen to this program are actually in the intel agencies. They contact me sometimes afterward. Like 2 years ago, I had someone in the NSA contact me specifically with the shopped up fake birth certificate of Barack Obama and the actual originals from the original person that they actually knew who came from. We have to understand there's a lot of people inside our government that are good people that when they cross a certain line, they're going to act. And I believe that Trump can cross-corroborate everything that we say that raises questions and issues that will make him a better president, so he understands the need for proper missile defense and proper action, not negotiation, with Russia and China and Venezuela, etc.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Coming back, Dad, give me a shot when you're ready. I don't hear the bumper. And welcome back. I want you to read the letter, and we're going to do a response to this last portion of the letter. Basically, please continue.
Economic security is national security. A strong economy protects the American people and sustains power. We will rejuvenate the American economy for the benefit of American workers and companies. We will insist on fair and reciprocal economic relationships to address trade imbalances.
Right.
We are committed to preserving our leadership in research and technology and to protecting our economy from competitors who unfairly acquire our intellectual property.
Right.
And we will embrace America's energy dominance because unleashing abundant energy resources stimulates our economy.
Right. Okay, let me attack this in several ways. Firstly, here's some factoids. The middle and lower classes have not had an increase in their buying power in 40 years, since the 60s. And that's why we see 44% of young people, millennials, etc., believe in socialism, and 7% actually want to be full-level communists. The vast majority of young people are not Christians. They're basically a form of agnostic, and they're hoping that the God nanny state will take over and give them everything free. Now, we want it affordable, but we don't want it free, because when it's free, it means the super state forces vaccination, tells you what to study and do. You won't even be able to choose to go to university, be forced to go into a trade, let's say, if the government says you have to do that. That's the way Russia was, okay? So the first thing is Trump wanted to do something to relieve taxes and support for the middle class. What we need is a threefold thing. Number one, we need to fix the exchange rates between our currency and other currencies and back the U.S. dollar by gold. And we need to do it bilaterally. In other words, not a multilateral treaty with nations like China, so they can't manipulate their currency to overtake and neutralize any tariffs we have. We need to have it set up so that intellectual property is only owned by America, and we can't have it taken over by other countries like China or anybody else. And we need to determine that we're going to have, you got to remember, the economy is going to keep on changing rapidly. The development of 3D printing and AI and so on means most of the jobs that we shipped to third world countries over the past 30 years to get slave labor is not going to be necessary, because you're going to have a few technicians managing 3D printing and robotic manufacturing. Okay? That's going to change things. We have to invent new jobs for people that are tech jobs, and basically we have an innovative economy. If we don't innovate, we don't have one.
Yes.
So Trump misses the boat that we need to have Hamiltonian investment. So if you're, let's say, a welder and you've got a new invention, you need to be able to get money quickly and able to get patents for your patent for your idea. You need to be able to manufacture it in America and expand rapidly into a medium and large-sized business. And you need to also make sure you don't just fund the bubble economy, which is happening because we need a wall off the banks actually taking our money, let's say, and having a bubble economy and literally amalgamating corporations and doing other things, which actually earns three times as much money, but it's a bubble economy. It's not real manufacturing. We talked about this with Harley Schlanger. Now, Trump, if he gets back in power, wants to do several things. If you want to control the cost of health care, I can give you three or four points that would make it much less expensive. Number one, cross-border competition. Number two, pay doctors and all health professionals based on hourly wage and get rid of fee-for-service. Number three, don't have state licensing authorities, get rid of them all. Number four, allow alternative pathways to practice. So if you're a medic in the military for tours of duty and you're doing surgery in a MASH unit, you should be able to study and become a surgeon. If you're an obstetric nurse for 20 years and you want to learn how to do C-sections, why not? And we also need to allow alternative medicine to have equal footing to regular medicine, because alternative doctors, I talked to Dr. Dan Harper this morning, they're harassed hellishly. My own doctor, Dr. Jürgen Winkler, he's always harassed by the state licensing authority, even though he's saving lives with insulin pentagy, chemo, ozone IV therapy, and other alternative therapies. They don't want to have it. They, as Dr. Dan Royal said, Dan Harper said this morning, doctor down in just north of San Diego, all right, that they want cut and burn and radiation therapy only for cancer, and if you do anything else, they try to come after you. Now, Trump, you can fix this, but you have to have Hamiltonian investment available at relatively inexpensive or zero interest rates, so new business and innovation can actually grow in America. So you need to support innovation. You need to allow people to write things off. You want to make sure that when someone dies, all their assets go to their children or their wife or husband, so you don't tax them out of existence, including farms and so on, because the small farms have been destroyed for years by the big corporate rules in Washington, D.C. We need to have those tax breaks permanent for the middle and lower class. They're not permanent. I think they passed away in 2027 or something like that, right after President Trump, if he got reelected. So we have a lot of things that could be done by Trump, and some of them don't require even interaction with Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer, including new rule changes in terms of how to handle health care that could fix things. And he says he's going to bring out a plan, but he has to bring out a plan that actually supports small business, too, because small business is suffering under the current regime. They're not necessarily growing. We're seeing the stock market and so on prospering and the mega wealthy, but we're not seeing small business in the average middle class person. 83% of people who go bankrupt actually have health care, and it's due to health care costs at the end of life. So I don't think Trump fully understands that. Yeah, he's got this big bubble economy that's grown, and it has one aspect that's very good, but the rest of it for the average person out there isn't good. That's why the Democrats actually are leading in five polls by at least 8 points, five of the leaders in the so-called debates. And these people are nuts. I mean, you listen to the actual Democrat wanting late-term abortions and even after birth. They want open borders. They want to give health care to everybody. Now, we already have a law in a sense to health care, but we can make it real simple. Don't talk about this health care for everybody thing. If anybody comes to America and they're going to stay here, they have to buy insurance. And we want insurance to be affordable. We want it to write-offable. We want to be able to write off all their supplements and technology they get, so it's a write-off against taxes. And we want to make sure that doctors aren't being persecuted by state licensing authorities so that they can actually do innovative care. So, Trump, you could fix a lot of things, really, by saying executive action, but you're not being properly advised, and you're not really supporting the middle and lower classes, which is why the Democrats actually, if you continue doing what you're doing, you're going to lose this election. Even to these maniacs, even as crazy as they are, like Elizabeth Warren screaming and hollering, saying, I'm not going to raise your taxes, the middle class will suffer greatly. They want to get rid of, quote, fossil fuels. They want open borders. I mean, look, if they get rid of fossil fuels, what happens in Iran if the oil was cut off? Our economy would collapse and we'd go into the dark. People don't get it. And that's why this election of Donald Trump is so vital. It's not just one issue. It's multiple issues and multiple layers. And Trump himself is actually, in a sense, committing geopolitical suicide if he doesn't fully understand he right now has not and is not supporting the middle and lower classes and students and debt up to their eyeballs. The second largest debt in the country is student loans. So it's my feeling that Trump needs to smell the coffee and wake up to some of these issues. And if he does, we can fix them pretty quickly. We want to make sure universities, for example, are sharing the debt load. If they graduate a student and the student's in debt, say $45,000, and then can't get a job, the university should be able to write off part of that debt, and they should be able to write it off. You know, you can't, even if you go bankrupt, write off the debt of a student loan. They set it up in such a way, no matter what else you do, including any other stupid thing, but if you have a student loan, you can write out, you can't get rid of the debt, even if you go bankrupt. Those rules need to be changed. This is ridiculous. And young people, therefore, are delaying having a marriage, delaying having children, and we're having a population collapse. And the crazy leftists in the Democratic Party want to import people from other countries with different cultures, like Muslims, and people in Central and South America that are uneducated, rural people in many cases, that cannot replace and even go into the tech jobs needed in order to advance an economy. So everything I see that Trump is doing is ignoring the real issues here, and the Democrats are actually trying to prosper after something that will actually destroy the United States and destroy the future of the world and make us completely able to fuse literally our economy with a communist economy in Russia and China and world government. That's what their objective is, both on the right and the left, is to fuse America with a globalist totalitarian cyber control state. And Trump is one of our last hopes to actually stop that thing from happening. Go ahead.
Another central principle of my national security policy is achieving peace through strength. While I am committed to seeking diplomatic solutions to our critical international challenges, we must grow and modernize our military forces, including space and cyber capabilities, to ensure our military power is second to none. Despite the tremendous gains our military has made against ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria and Iraq, jihadist terrorist organizations continue to present a dangerous threat to America. Working with partner nations is essential to meeting these challenges and is ensuring that our allies are contributing their fair share to our mutual defense and to the defeat of foreign terrorist threats.
I could give Trump a list of things he could do very quickly. It would completely immobilize the extreme Islamic elements all over the world. First thing is we have through the NSA the ability to hack into everybody's communications on the planet. I know how to make an AI system that allow that to happen. I took care of the employees working on the Virtual World Project Retriever, and I'm an expert on AI. What I want people to understand is I would give Trump a list of specific actions he could take that would make it evident to know their GPS coordinates and the people involved in the bank accounts doing things like, for example, the carfentanil coming out of China should be hit with space-based weapons now. We should shut down the bank accounts of the Russian PLA, Russian oligarchs and Chinese PLA that are contributing to industrial espionage and terrorism in America, and even shipping in enough carfentanil to kill every American. That could happen within weeks, not months or years. So if you listen to Deagle, I can give him a list of do-it things that if you did it, and you got to stop negotiating or tweeting about it, Trump. Tweet about it afterward. Talk about it afterward in a fireside chat with, you know, with a reading of a couple scriptures of the Bible in your video once a week with your vice president. But don't tweet beforehand and don't give him advance warning. Just do it. Don't negotiate. Don't go and share cake with Xi, think he's a nice guy. These guys are not nice. He's written documents to take over the industrial manufacturing of all consumable goods with Walmart, Target, etc. in the West and all the other companies. And he wants to take over AI so he will control the beast AI system, which they're working with Huawei, to actually invade into, even into not only knowing what you buy and sell, but even human consciousness and the intentions of your heart, including your GPS coordinates. And if you think I'm making this up, I'm an expert, a world-class expert on this, and I'm going to tell you, Trump, you don't really understand the beast that you're dealing with. But Dr. Deagle does. Intimately, and believe me, as my friend Dr. Dan Harper, who I just talked to this morning for the first time, you know, the devil tries to take out those who are called prophetically from the moment of their birth, which is why I was born DOA in 1952, February 15th, why at 8 and a half I died and went to heaven and God sent me back, and why 5 years ago I nearly died, right before Christmas, and God sent me back, and same thing in January. The devil doesn't want Deagle yapping his mouth off, raising issues and questions, and even advising the president, because if President Trump and his advisors could cross-check with his own intel agencies the truth that I'm saying, and the genius of your analysis of the danger, he didn't even mention in his letter the danger of La Orchilla Island and Punta Huerte.
No.
Oh, my God. This is the central thing. If he actually was listening, and his advisors were listening to all the discussions and letters you sent over the last year and a half or so, he would have at the very least responded to the fact he's not addressing the issue of Russian nukes in all these multiple places, including, you know, with Mr. Ortega in Nicaragua, Maduro and the Russians and the Chinese special forces and Hezbollah in Venezuela, or the Russian nukes in Iran and in North Korea, where the Iranians even spend a couple billion dollars, $2 to $3 billion every year just to observe the missile tests that are set up by Russians as a proxy in North Korea. So, your closing comment. Go ahead.
America has been among the greatest forces for good in the world. My foreign policy celebrates America's influence in the world as a positive force that can help set the conditions for peace and prosperity. We will continue to champion American values and offer encouragement to those struggling for human dignity in their societies. Well, unfortunately, this has not been the case during most of my life.
Well, the problem I see is this. God judges not on the basis of whether or not you do good works. America does more good than any other nation on earth. But whether through our agencies and our apathy we do evil. And the Special Activity Division of the CIA is intimately involved with founding Al-Qaeda and ISIS, which we call enemies. But when we went into Iraq and cleaned them out, we actually flew out their leaders at the shock of our own troops, away from being annihilated by our forces in Iraq. So, Trump, you need to get a message here. We are the agents of good in the world, but also the agents of evil. And you need to clear it out of our own house with our intel agencies, the Department of Justice, the FBI, the CIA, and especially the SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA, that was involved intimately in the assassination of JFK and many more evils, including 9/11 and Oklahoma City.